Chapter 5. Jesse ordered sandwiches from Daisy's, which Daisy Dyke herself delivered. When she did, Jesse asked her why she continued to be so good to him. "Because you continue to give me hope," she said, "that not all men should have a bounty on them." Everybody in town called her Daisy Dyke. She called herself Daisy Dyke. In the world of political correctness, it made Jesse love her even more. But there were other reasons. She had a heart as big as the ocean and was tough enough to clean up Afghanistan all by herself. Her short hair was a purple color these days. Jesse told her he liked it. Daisy told him she'd gone with it because one of the women on the U.S. World Cup team had the same color. Jesse told Daisy he didn't know she liked soccer. She said she didn't. She just had a thing for the soccer woman with the purple hair and tattoos. "You sure you don't want to go steady?" Jesse said before she left. "Don't be vulgar," she said. Jesse couldn't remember the last time that he and Suit and Molly had been in the conference room on a Sunday morning. They were now. Gabe was looking at security footage from the new camera that had been mounted on a front corner of the Paradise Cinema, wanting to see if Paul might have been in the crowd the previous night, before somehow making his way to the lake. Peter Perkins was still knocking on doors at the lake houses closest to where the body had been found. "You gonna eat your fries?" Suit said to Molly.
"I thought fried food was the enemy now," Molly said.
"A man still has needs," Suit said.
"Well, try to keep them under control," Molly said. "All of them."
Jesse took a bite of his pastrami sandwich, washed it down with coffee. It was the second fresh pot he'd made. Maybe he did have to quit caffeine next. "We've got the guy at the meeting in Marshport," Jesse said. "We've got Lily's address. But until we got an ID, we got shit."
"It's still kind of early," Molly said.
"It's a murder investigation," Jesse said. "There was an old ball player, one time, who said it gets late early around here. First 24 hours are the most important sometimes. If this guy's prints aren't in the system, how do we find out who the hell he is and where he comes from?" Suit said. "There's different agencies," Jesse said, "for prints and dental records. One is the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. They started up that Armed Forces DNA identification thing for soldiers back in the 90s. There's a few others."
"You just know this stuff off the top of your head?" Suit said.
"How many times do we have to go over this?" Jesse said. He ate some pickle.
"I'm the chief."
Molly slapped away Suit's hand as he reached for one of the fries still in her container. Jesse said, "We need to wait a couple of days to put his picture out. Always got to be careful with next of kin issues. If there are people looking for Paul, and they see it on the Crier website or wherever, they'll want to shoot me out of a cannon." The Paradise Town Crier was somehow still in business, even with bigger papers in bigger cities going under all the time. The owner, Sam Brill, was always complaining about the cost of everything as he got ready to cut his staff again. Jesse thought of him as the real Town Crier. Most of the bylines in the paper belonged to a kid named Nellie Schaffner, who'd almost always gotten things right when it came to covering the PPD. Jesse liked her.
"I can't believe our friend Nellie hasn't called already," Molly said.
"She will soon. And when she does..."
"Yeah, yeah, yeah," Molly said. "I'll give her one and tell her you're unavailable for comment," she grinned. "Though I always get the feeling that Nellie wishes you were a lot more available to her."
"How many times do we have to go over this?" Jesse said. "She's my son's age."
"Looks at you like she's all grown up," Molly said.
"Not all available women in Paradise want to jump my bones," Jesse said.
"Those are just the ones who don't want to wait in line," Molly said. "They must not know that the line moves."
Jesse told Molly he was on his way to see Lily Kane.
"You going to call first?" Molly said.
"You're the one who thinks every woman in town loves me," Jesse said. "I'll just give Lily a thrill and surprise her." He saw Molly smiling at him.
"What?" he said. "You've got that look," she said.
"What look?"
"The one that says you might nearly be happy right now," She was still smiling. Maybe you don't need another woman in your life, she said. Just a stiff.
Works better with both sometimes, Jesse said.
Don't be gross, she said.
And Jesse told her that Daisy Dyke, even playing in a different league than Molly, had basically told him the same thing today.